From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. If you watched the Grammys last Sunday, it was not a night of the usual suspects. The show kicked off with Camila Cabello and a few Latin music luminaries for starters, and then came the awards.
And the Grammy goes to... Invasion of Privacy, Cardi B!
And the Grammy goes to... This Is America, Childish Gambino!
The Grammy goes to Golden Hour, Kacey Musgraves.
The performances and the winners showed a lot more diversity than in the past. For years, critics have noted the Recording Academy, which produces the event, favors white male artists. And those charges really came to a head last year. Some notable artists boycotted the event last weekend. So we're asking entertainment reporter Jewel Wicker whether the Grammys' efforts to diversify really delivered. Hello, Jewel.
Hey, how you doing?
So we just heard from a few winners. What stood out for you?
So I think several moments stood out for me. Obviously, Cardi B winning Best Rap Album was a huge deal. I think she totally deserved it, and I was really excited to see her as the first woman to win as a solo artist, because Lauryn Hill won with the Fugees back in the 90s. So that was obviously really historic. Also, Drake, that moment that he had when he won Best Rap Song for God's Plan, and kind of said, you don't need a Grammy to be a legitimate artist, and then the mic got cut off, and so that kind of debacle. And then... I thought Childish Gambino's wins were obviously really big as well. And then his producer shouting out 21 Savage, because we were all looking to see if he would get shouted out or he would get some type of representation at the Grammys. And that was the only one that he got. So,
yeah, there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
Let's start with that Childish Gambino. The first time ever a hip hop song won Record of the Year and Song of the Year for This Is America, both by Childish Gambino / Donald Glover. He's from Stone Mountain, Georgia, and he made Grammy history. Let's hear a little bit of the song.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now.
So what does this mean for hip hop?
I mean, I think it's a big historic win, but I think the Grammys still has a long way to go to prove to hip hop and rap artists that diversity is something that is truly important to them, and that hip hop is something that's valued, right?
Right.
When we look at the fact that Outkast is the only hip hop act that's won album of the year, I think the complaint becomes that hip hop artists have to make more mainstream or crossover records in order to be recognized by the Grammys. And so I think there's still a long way to go for the Grammys to prove that they value hip hop as a genre.
When Childish Gambino didn't even attend the awards, he declined an invitation to perform. So first of all, was this absence meant to be a protest?
Well, I mean, I can't speak on his behalf, but I did read, I believe it was Rodney Carmichael from NPR, who said that it would have kind of dulled the message of This Is America had he shown up, right? Mm-hmm. It would have kind of gone against everything that This Is America represented. So I think it probably was purposeful that he didn't show up. Yeah.
Who else chose not to perform?
So Ariana Grande chose not to perform as well. That turned into a huge thing. She wanted to perform Seven Rings and it didn't come together. And so it was kind of a he said, she said between her and producers of, you know, were they willing to compromise, and was it on her or was it on them? So she didn't show up, but she won her first awards. So I think, you know, I can't say that she regretted it, but I do wonder if she wished she would have shown up for that, because I mean, as much criticism as the Grammys get, it probably was a big moment.
Well, Kendrick Lamar also did not perform. Drake did not perform. But as you said, he did show up to accept his award for Best Rap Song. It was cut off during, I'd say, kind of a diss of the Grammys. Here's a little bit of his speech.
This is a business where sometimes, you know, it's up to a bunch of people that might not understand, you know, what a mixed race kid from Canada has to say, or a fly Spanish girl from New York, or anybody else. If there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here. I promise you, you already won. But
next, a special Grammy performance.
So, great message. But do you think that was a deliberate move by the Grammys, cutting him off right there?
So they said that he made a natural pause, and so they believed that he was finished, and that's why he cut his mic. And they also said that they gave him an option to go back on stage and to finish his speech, but he said that he declined and said that he was done. I don't know that they did it on purpose, but I think optically it just looks bad. It did not look good, especially, like I said, the criticism that they received, especially from hip hop acts. I don't think it looked good, whether or not it was deliberate.
And also with women, Grammys had quite a problem with gender diversity, which really blew up last year. Can you give us a little background on that?
Yeah. So Recording Academy President Neil Portnoy made this speech where he said that women needed to step up if they wanted to be win awards or be more nominated. And so last year, only 17 of the 86 awards were given to women. It's a huge jump this year. It was 31 women won awards. So that's kind of the background of going into this year where all of these women were recognized compared to last year when he made that statement.
Yeah, so they made a big effort to feature women in the show. Who do we see for performers that really stood out for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we had Brandi Carlile. We had great performers, but I also want to know Alicia Keys was the first woman to host in over a decade. So that was really significant as well. And she brought out Michelle Obama, which was a huge moment. So I think even outside of performances, they made efforts to include women throughout the program.
And they won about half of the major awards.
Yeah.
Kacey Musgraves won Best Album. Cardi B, first solo women to win Best Rap Album, as you mentioned. But I want to get to that other personality that you mentioned, rapper 21 Savage, now free on bond. A story you've been following really closely, his arrest in Atlanta. So for those who don't know the story, can you give us just a little bit of a synopsis?
Yeah, so on Super Bowl Sunday, I think a lot of people in Atlanta and across the country and probably the world were really shocked to find out that 21 Savage had been detained by ICE, and who was saying that he was a UK-born artist and that he had overstayed his visa and was in the country illegally, which is a huge shock to anyone who is a fan of 21 Savage because he is known so much for being an East Atlanta rapper. So he was detained on Super Bowl Sunday, and there were about 9 days of, I would say, protests from supporters, artists reaching out, Jay-Z helping to get him counsel, and a lot of this outspoken when it comes to artists and supporters. And then yesterday it was announced that he had finally been granted bond because he had been denied that and didn't even get to attend the Grammys.
Well, after years of some political stuff definitely coming out at the Grammys, there was not really a peep about 21 Savage, you know, detained by ICE, except for by one collaborator. What do you think was going on there?
Yeah, so I went to a protest yesterday outside the Atlanta Immigration Court, and his manager showed up, and he told me that they did ask several artists whether or not, because Post Malone performed a song that he has with 21 Savage, so they had asked several artists to come in and rap his rock star verse kind of in solidarity with him. And they said that the artists did say, like, they were supporting it and they were agreeing to do it, but that it's the Grammys, you can't really put together something last minute, so it just didn't come together.
Now, you, Jewel, spoke with NPR's All Things Considered about this story. Why do you think this story has gained so much national attention?
Oh, I think for several reasons. I mean, I think we're having such a huge conversation nationally about immigration right now, and it puts the focus on Black immigration, which I think is something that we tend to not talk about as much when we talk about immigration issues. It also talks about identity, right? If someone moved somewhere when they were a child in elementary school, do they get to claim that place as their own, right? I mean, he didn't. For all intents and purposes, he doesn't know London. You know, he grew up in East Atlanta. So is he still an East Atlanta rapper? I would say yes. But I think it brought up that conversation. And it, like I said, it just brought to head a lot of the immigration conversations that we're having.
Sounds like the case, he's free on bond, but case far from over?
Oh, it's far from over. Absolutely. You know, he's still facing deportation hearings. And so, you know, there's a lot of issues coming up with an expunged felony case that he had previously, and then also a U visa that's pending for him. So there's a lot of moving parts here, and I think that's going to play into whether or not how this case plays out.
So the felony charge, did we know in the past when he was arrested for the felony charge or charged that he was not a U.S. national?
No, we didn't know. So in 2014, he was arrested for felony drug charges, pled guilty, 12 months of probation, and the case was eventually sealed and expunged. And so his lawyers have been saying he does not have a conviction, and ICE has been saying that he does have a conviction. Spoke to some Atlanta immigration experts and lawyers, and they basically said that, yeah, it's expunged, but for purposes of immigration, that still counts as a conviction.
Well, Jewel Wicker, we'll keep up on this case with you. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Entertainment reporter Jewel Wicker does a lot of things. She's great to follow on Twitter.